Evening walk, Goshala, Vrindavan, reading from Krishna book.
But realize Vrindavan means something different. We'll talk. Before he starts, already he is not starting. Sometime a big world famous man came here. He said, oh, this filthy place. This is God's abode, replica. I see sweat all everywhere. What? Smell bad. This is God's abode. He passed, did his pastime there. Maybe. I don't like. I don't want to go. Then when saintly person was asked, great devotee, why is this? Then he said, this is a covering of Maya. Subtle things you cannot see. Because you are materialist, you only after sense gratification you cannot see. You can materialize. When you have the spiritual vision, you can see. You surrender to God, render devotional service, then you will know. That they won't do. So they cannot see. But one who is doing devotional service properly, he will realize the spiritual life. No.
Akrura's arrival in Vrindavan. Narad Muni did not mention Krishna's killing Vyomasura, which means that he was killed on the same day as the Kesi demon. The Kesi demon was killed in the early morning, and after that the boys went to tend the cows on Govardhan Hill, and it was there that Vyomasura was killed. Both demons were killed in the morning. Akrura was requested by Kangsha to arrive in Vrindavan by evening. After receiving instruction from Kangsha, Akrura started the next morning via chariot for Vrindavan. Because Akrura himself was a great devotee of the Lord, while going to Vrindavan, he began to pray to the Lord. Devotees are always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna.
This is the symptom of a devotee. He is always absorbed in thought of Krishna. Many person could be hearing Krishna Gatha, mind is traveling somewhere. Many travel, you know, doing japa, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, thinking something. His japa is of no value. Understand? So japa has got already book how to do japa. You don't do properly. Japa means meditation of Krishna. How to? There is detail there. Book.
Devotees are always absorbed in thoughts of Krishna, and Akrura was constantly thinking of Lord Krishna's lotus eyes.
Lotus eyes. Usually we think of Lord's form, name, fame, beauty, pastime, so many things. But usually it is said one should meditate on the lotus feet of Krishna. Or Radha Krishna. Or any deity you Krishna's, you know, Gaur-Nikai, you know, whatever. Somebody Lakshmi Narayan, Vaishnav, some Sitaram. We usually follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radha Krishna, Krishna.
He did not know what sort of pious activities he must have performed to gain an opportunity to go see Lord Krishna and Lord Balaram in Vrindavan on that day. A pure Vaishnava always thinks himself unfit to serve Krishna. So Akrura began to think within himself that he was unfit for gaining the transcendental opportunity of seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He considered himself as unfit for seeing Krishna as a materialistic person is for understanding the science of God, or as a fourth class person, a Shudra, is for studying the Vedas. But then Akrura began to think, by the grace of Krishna everything is possible, and thus if he likes I will be able to see him. Just as a blade of grass floating on the waves of a river may by chance come near the shore and gain shelter, a conditioned soul, carried away by the waves of material existence, may sometimes be saved by the grace of Krishna. Akrura thus thought that if Krishna willed, he would be able to see him. Akrura considered himself most fortunate that he was going to see Krishna, whom great mystic yogis desire to see. He was confident that on that day, all the sinful reactions of his past life would be finished and his fortunate human form of life would be successful. Akrura also considered that he was very much favored by Kangsha, who was sending him to bring back Krishna and Balaram and thus enabling him to see the Lord. Akrura continued to consider that formerly great sages and saintly persons were liberated from the material world simply by seeing the shining nails of the lotus feet of Krishna.
He's reading something. In the Padma Puran, it is said the Lord may offer liberation or material happiness to a devotee, but after some devotional service has been executed, particularly in Mathura, during the month of Kartik, the devotees want only to attain pure devotional service unto the Lord. The purport is that the Lord does not award devotional service to ordinary persons who are not serious about it. But even such unserious persons who execute devotional service according to the regulative principle during the month of Kartik and within the jurisdiction of Mathura in India are very easily awarded the Lord's personal service, Nectar of Devotion, chapter 12. Devotee, how to observe Kartik? Devotee, to Srila Prabhupada, today is the beginning of Urja Vrata, the Kartik Vrata. Can you describe what that is, Urja Vrata? How it should be observed, Prabhupada? Prabhupada saying, Urja Vrata, you chant Hare Krishna 24 hours, 1 month, and he laughs. That's all. Then he, disciple, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, yes, do not slay, do not eat. This is Urja Vrata. Can you execute? Able. At least try. Yeah, we have to pay a price. It is not easy thing, cheap thing. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Bol, no Baba. Go ahead.
That Supreme Personality of Godhead has now come just like an ordinary human being, and it is my great fortune to be able to see him face to face, Akrura thought. He was thrilled with the expectations of seeing the very lotus feet which are worshipped by great demigods like Brahma, Narad and Lord Shiva, which traverse the ground of Vrindavan and which touch the breast of the gopis covered with tinges of kumkum.
The gopi says perfection of life is when Krishna is coming back from tending the cows from Vrindavan. His face covered with a layer of film of dust, he looks so beautiful and sweating, perspiration. And he's with the cows running, sometimes calling out the cows who didn't see with his name, or sometimes playing flute. The cows come. Krishna knows he has 9,30,000 cows. Krishna's father has got. He goes to tend this cow. Krishna, Balaram, his friend, Sudam, Sudam, Vasudam. And the gopis are awaiting when Krishna is coming afternoon. They say, this is the perfection of life. Seeing Krishna, Balaram coming out, all the cowherd boys with the cows, Mother Yashoda is telling, making ready what Krishna will eat on his all his friends. She will serve, ask Rohini to, Rohini knows who likes what. Very sweet pastime. If we feel we want to join that place where there is no anxiety, tension, only joy associated with the Lord and serving Him with the help of Krishna's great devotee, either Radharani, their assistant, Nanda Baba, Mata Yashoda, can become one of them in the party, then he should develop taste for them so that your attachment to the material body and things related body become slacken, less, and this you get higher taste. That is natural bhakti. Bhakti means developing attachment to Krishna and things related to Krishna. Is that clear? If not, please ask question. Go ahead. This is the time, if somebody little does, even mentally, from another place, cannot come, or come here, you get immense benefit in terms of bhakti. This time. Okay. According to, I mean, Puran and all this scripture.
He thought, I am so fortunate.
Everybody has got light to.
That I will be able to see those very lotus feet on this day. and certainly I shall be able to see the beautiful face of Krishna, which is marked on the forehead and the nose with tilak. And I shall also see his smile and his curling black hair. I can be sure of this opportunity because I see that today the deer are passing on my right side. Today it will be possible for me to actually see the beauty of the spiritual kingdom of Vishnu Loka, because Krishna is the supreme Vishnu and he has advented himself out of his goodwill. He is the reservoir of all beauty. Therefore, today my eyes will achieve perfection.
Here you are hearing, still Krishna's time as used to be, the peacocks are there, many other things, monkeys are there. They are not ordinary peacocks or monkeys according to scripture. They are all great devotees. These trees are not ordinary trees. But since we are contaminated and conditioned so we cannot see, now peacock is saying maybe some sound, something. But the liberated soul, they are hearing, he is looking for, where is Radharani, where is Krishna? They are looking. So nice. You like it? You like it? It's very nice.
Akrura knew beyond a doubt that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Vishnu. Lord Vishnu glances over the material energy and thus the cosmic manifestation comes into being. And although Lord Vishnu is a creator of this material world, he is free by his own energy from the influence of the material energy. By his internal potency, he can pierce the darkness of the material energy. Similarly, Krishna, the original Vishnu, by expanding his internal potency, created the inhabitants of Vrindavan. In the Brahma Sanghita, it is confirmed that the paraphernalia and the abode of Krishna are expansions of his internal potency. The same internal potency Krishna exhibits in Goloka Vrindavan is exhibited in the earthly Vrindavan, where he enjoys himself with his parents and in the company of his friends, the cowherd boys and gopis. By the statement of Akrura, it is clear that since Krishna is transcendental to the modes of material nature, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, who are always engaged in loving service to the Lord, are also transcendental. Akrura also considered the necessity of the transcendental pastimes of the Lord. He thought that the transcendental activities, instructions, qualities and pastimes of Krishna are all for the good fortune of people in general. The people can remain constantly in Krishna consciousness by discussing the Lord's transcendental form, qualities, pastimes and paraphernalia. By doing so, the whole universe can actually live auspiciously and advance peacefully. But without Krishna consciousness, civilization is but a decorated dead body. A dead body may be decorated very nicely, but without consciousness, such decorations are useless. Human society without Krishna consciousness is useless and lifeless. Akrura thought, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, has now appeared as one of the descendants of the Yadu dynasty. The principles of religion are his enacted laws. Those who are abiding by such laws are demigods, and those who are not abiding are demons. He has advented himself to give protection to the demigods who are very obedient to the laws of the Supreme Lord. The demigods and the devotees of the Lord take pleasure in abiding by the laws of Krishna, and Krishna takes pleasure in giving them all sorts of protection. As confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, these activities of Krishna, his protecting the devotees and killing the demons, are always good for men to hear and narrate. The glorious activities of the Lord will ever increasingly be chanted by the devotees and demigods. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the spiritual master of all spiritual masters. He is the deliverer of all fallen souls and the proprietor of the three worlds. Anyone who is able to see him by eyes smeared with love of Godhead enjoys a festival of seeing. Today, I shall be able to see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who, by his transcendental beauty, has attracted the goddess of fortune to live with him perpetually. As soon as I arrive in Vrindavan, I will get down from this chariot and fall prostrate to offer my obeisances to the Supreme Lord, the master of all material nature and all living entities. The lotus feet of Krishna are always worshipped by great mystic yogis, so I shall also worship his lotus feet and become one of his friends in Vrindavan like the cowherd boys. When I bow down before Lord Krishna in that way, certainly he will place his fearless lotus hand on my head. His hand is offered to all conditioned souls who take shelter under his lotus feet. Krishna is the ultimate goal of life for all people who fear material existence, and certainly when I see him, he will give me the shelter of his lotus feet. I am aspiring for the touch of his lotus-like hand on my head. When that hand touched the presentations of King Indra and King Bali, these two became qualified to be lords of the universe. And when their hand touched the gopis as they danced with Krishna in the Rasa Leela, it relieved all their fatigue. In this way, Akrura expected blessings from the hand of Krishna. He knew that Indra, who is the king of heaven and the master of the three worlds, the upper, middle, and lower planetary systems, was blessed by the Lord simply for his offering a little water which Krishna accepted. Similarly, Bali Maharaj gave only 3 paces of land in charity to Vaman Deva. And he also offered a little water which Lord Vaman Deva accepted, and thereby Bali Maharaj attained the position of Indra. When the gopis were dancing with Krishna in the Rasa dance, they became fatigued, and Krishna wiped his hand, which is as fragrant as a lotus flower growing in Manasarovar Lake, over the pearl-like drops of perspiration on the faces of the gopis, and immediately the gopis became refreshed. Thus Akrura was expecting benediction from that supreme hand of Krishna. Krishna's hand is capable of bestowing benediction upon all kinds of men if they take to Krishna consciousness. If one wants material happiness like that of the King of Heaven, he can derive that benediction from the hand of Krishna. If one wants liberation from the pangs of material existence, he can also get that benediction from the hand of Krishna. And if one, in pure transcendental love for Krishna, wants personal association and the touch of his transcendental body, he can also gain that benediction from his hand. Akrura was afraid, however, because he had been deputed by Kamsa, the enemy of Krishna. He thought, "I am going to see Krishna as a messenger of the enemy." At the same time, he thought, "Krishna is in everyone's heart as the super soul, so he must know my heart." Although Akrura was trusted by the enemy of Krishna, his heart was clear. He was a pure devotee of Krishna. He risked becoming Kamsa's deputy just to meet Krishna. He was certain that although he was going as a representative of Kamsa, Krishna would not accept him as an enemy. "Even though I am on a sinful mission being deputed by Kamsa, when I approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I shall stand before him with all humility and folded hands. Surely he will be pleased with my devotional attitude, and maybe he will smile lovingly and look upon me and thereby free me from all kinds of sinful reactions. I shall then be on the platform of transcendental bliss and knowledge. Since Krishna knows my heart, certainly when I approach him, he will embrace me. Not only am I a member of the Yadu dynasty, but I am his relative and an unalloyed pure devotee. By his merciful embrace, surely my body, heart, and soul will be completely cleansed of the actions and reactions of my past life. When our bodies touch, I will immediately stand up with folded hands, with all humility. Certainly, Krishna and Balaram will call me Akrura, uncle. And at that time, my whole life will be glorious." Unless one is recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his life cannot be successful. It is clearly stated here that one should try to be recognized by the Supreme Personality of Godhead by one's service and devotion, without which the human form of life is condemned. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, is equal to everyone. He has no friends and no enemies, but he is inclined to a devotee who renders him service with devotional love. The Bhagavad Gita also declares that the Supreme Lord is responsive in proportion to the devotional service rendered by the devotee. Akura taught that Krishna was like the desired tree in the heavenly planets, which gives fruit according to the desire of the worshipper. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is also the source of everything. A devotee must know how to render service unto him and thus be recognized by him. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is therefore explained that one should serve both the spiritual master and Krishna simultaneously and in that way make progress in Krishna consciousness. Service rendered to Krishna under the direction of the spiritual master is bona fide service, because the spiritual master is the manifested representative of Krishna. Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that when one satisfies the spiritual master, he satisfies the Supreme Lord. It is exactly like service in a government office. One has to work under the supervision of the departmental head. If the supervisor of the department is satisfied with the service of the particular person, a promotion and increase in pay will automatically come. Akura then thought, when Krishna and Balaram are pleased with my behavior, certainly they will take my hand, receive me within their home, and offer me all kinds of respectable hospitalities. They will surely ask me about the activities of Kamsa and his friends. In this way, Akura, the son of Shafalka, meditated on Sri Krishna on his journey from Mathura. He reached Vrindavan by the end of the day. Akura passed the whole journey without knowing how long it took. When he reached Vrindavan, the sun was setting. As soon as he entered the boundary of Vrindavan, he saw the hoofprints of the cows and Lord Krishna's footprints impressed with the signs of his souls, the flag, trident, thunderbolt, and lotus flower. These symbols on the soles of the Lord's transcendental lotus feet are worshipped by all the demigods and other great personalities throughout the three worlds. Upon seeing the footprints of Krishna, Akura immediately jumped down from the chariot out of respect. He became overwhelmed with all the symptoms of ecstasy. He wept and his body trembled. Out of extreme jubilation, upon seeing the dust touched by the lotus feet of Krishna, Akura fell flat on his face and began to roll on the ground. Akura's journey to Vrindavan is exemplary. One who intends to visit Vrindavan should follow the ideal footsteps of Akura and always think of the pastimes and activities of the Lord. As soon as one reaches the boundary of Vrindavan, he should immediately smear the dust of Vrindavan over his body without thinking of his material position and prestige. Srila Narottam Das Thakur has sung in a celebrated song, Bishaya Chariya Kobe Shuddha Hobe Mon. When my mind will be purified after leaving the contamination of material sense enjoyment, I shall be able to visit Vrindavan. Actually, one cannot go to Vrindavan by purchasing a ticket. The process of going to Vrindavan is shown by Akura.
So my question is, if anybody has question, because there is Aruti also, it's good to see Aruti. We have to be balanced, everything has to be done.
You say like we have to minimize the bodily demands?
That is what Prabhupada said.
But what happens when we are sick?
So there is sick, there is scripture, there is injection there, restriction can be relaxed. So it will be practical. Yeah, what means is necessary, you do that much. But in name of that, don't eat up to here. You can seek again. Make sense? Any question? Any comment? Kau kono prashna ache? Vrindavan jane ka matlab ye hai, Vrindavan is a spiritual place. But to you, in your vision, is it just like a village, yes? Is it yes or no? Yeah? Yes? Yes, that is true. So we cannot see actual Vrindavan here in true sense. True sense of Vrindavan is very deep. You have to be pure. As long as you have got lusty desire, this, that, you cannot see. And has to become pure. So, it's a Vishaya Charya. When you give up sense, material world means sense gratification. Anybody can say, I am free from sense gratification, raise hand. In other words, you are in a material world. That's why you cannot see Vrindavan. When you try to please the sense of Krishna, that is called bhakti. Then Krishna's mercy, you can see, you can realize Krishna. In your heart, He will reveal to you what is Vrindavan. Vrindavan means everybody is happy. Here, this is everything spiritual here. Everybody is a devotee here. Trees are kalpavriksha. Whatever you desire, fulfill. But you think, I am testing. No, you are not fulfilling that. Because you are in a material plane. Don't expect overnight something. Be purified yourself. But you are fortunate to come here. Now, if you commit sin here, you have got so much result, very heavy. But it's very, because it is very, what's like, very sensitive or whatever, maybe the proper word. And if you do devotional service little here, it will hurt. So much result you get, spiritual benefit you get. So, sometimes saintly persons say, go to Vrindavan, don't stay long, because you may commit offense. Every likely. So we should know what are the offenses. Everything is there in the scripture. So it is materialistic people, they don't see, they see external, what is this? Chanting, dancing, oh, there is temple there. Because he is very gross. He is in a mode of passion and ignorance. 99% are like that. So he cannot appreciate. But one saintly, who is pious, sinless, he comes, he can feel little vibration. And those are blunt senses, become too much sense gratified, he cannot. Make sense? Anybody any question? কারোর কোনো প্রশ্ন আছে? আমি প্রশ্নের উত্তর দিলাম বলছি. Suppose to be everything here, they are devotee. But maybe for some reason they got this body. But if you do nice devotional service and without offense, you don't become like this. But they are not ordinary, they are devotee. You don't hurt anything knowingly. Any question, any comment? Otherwise, you can go to.
You can get going.
Maybe we should go, it is getting dark. Yes? What everybody say? Seems like everybody is silent. Silent means yes, according to scripture. In general, of course. At all. Maybe somebody listening Krishna Katha, someone liking it. And that is very good sign. If somebody thinks, I like to hear Krishna Katha, this is very good sign. That means his heart is becoming pure, Krishna is favoring him. He is developing eagerness or attachment, which is a primary state, he is getting. This is very good sign. Yes? Yes?
Yes,
if you think, I like to hear more, it is a very good sign then. That is up to you, you can ask yourself. One should be very simple at heart. Then you will know your heart is becoming clean, Krishna is helping. We have desire to listen other things because of our practice. Many jhanas, newspaper, this, that, because deeply rooted. There is one story. There is one padri who wanted to preach to the coal miners. And he says, no, how is spiritual world? He said, heaven. Then suddenly he said, acha, so you like to go to heaven? Then say, yes, but is there newspaper? Then he said, no. Then we don't like to go. So you can see, I don't much say much. So we have got all attachment different things. In the spiritual world, there is no newspaper. And so you come back here and chant Hare Krishna. And go through birth, death, old age, this, and 8,400,000 species of life. You see how dangerous it is to have attachment here. All of us has got something attachment. That is why not we are going back to God. Krishna wants us to go back. Father, mother wants. Son, daughter, left father, mother. They want to live independently. We are like that. But father, mother wants when my son, my daughter will come back. When they are in extreme distress, they think he can't, you know, live like that. Then he goes to father, mother, ask for forgiveness. Okay, I will listen to you. And from now today, father, mother says, okay, now. That is our position, basically. Understand? Father, mother, no. That he can never be happy there. But she thinks, no, no, what father, mother knows, I am now grown up, I know. Our position is like that. Position means those are conditions. So somebody is little purified, somebody come to his senses, say, no, no, my father, mother knows what is good for me. Ultimately, I may like or may not. Then he goes back. But forced to go back. Most of us are like that, forced to. You get kicked from my again, then come to little senses. But somebody is fortunate, pious, and sinless, he come to his senses quickly. So he surrenders. Most of the others don't surrender, no have faith. But still better if he come with little faith. Others more sinful, he cannot tolerate Krishna Katha. He's chanting, dancing, he'll get angry, he'll go away. That's very demoniac. And he'll go down to lower species of life. Crocodile, tiger, all these things. Millions of life will come to get another chance to go back to God. Any question, any comment? Bhagavad Gita is there. What is demoniac nature and one is divine nature, quality. Within all of us have got all these things. When you become purified, you become free from all this demoniac quality and develop godly quality. Then when you become completely godly, you will go back to God. Make sense? Does it make sense?
Yes.
So it is very simple in one case. Again, it could be difficult if you are crooked, if you are not simple-minded. Then it is, to him, it is difficult. Because his mind is crooked. He thinks he is mad. He thinks whole world is mad. A madman thinks whole world is mad. Yes?
Yes.
That is called in scripture, Atmavat Manataja. What he is, he thinks everybody is like that. No, Baba, not like that. Not necessarily. Could be many, not necessarily. Sabai joy rokum habe tar kamaya. Any question or comment? It's getting dark, we'll go. Though every day we'll have. Please come to Mangarati. Evening Arati, if you go, good. The thing is, if we with devotees chant, dance, we'll be joyful, very good sign. Because in that case, we become free from millions of lives. Result of our sinful activity. Just sitting under a tree, clapping hand, making sound, just like all the birds fly away. Exactly like that, in front of the deity is very auspicious. To chant, dance with open heart, then we become free from a result of a sinful activity. Many things, by chanting Hare Krishna. When you take prasad, if you take simply prasad, with love and devotion, we become free from many, many lives. So many lives we did, we don't know, heap up, but quickly become. So we have got so many activity. So let us go, this is evening time to attend evening arati, we should do. But more is Harikatha, Harinam every day. The life should be molded like that. Shall we go? Be careful, you go through proper place, so that you don't have problem. I was going